I want to reiterate what all's been said here this morning and wish you happy Father's Day to all you fathers here today. God bless you. And, you know, it proves something that you come to church today, to be in God's house today. You know, there's a lot of fathers out there that are not doing that. And if you're here today, I applaud you. God bless you. Love your dads. Love them with all you got. I'm here to tell you that. Most of you probably got your fathers with you. If you do, tell them you love them. Because most of you in here that know that if you don't have your fathers here, don't you wish you could tell them that? Seriously, don't you wish that you could look at them? Look them right in the eyes and say, Dad, I love you. Oh yeah, they're in a better place. We know that. And one of these days, if you hang on to your God's unchanging hand, you'll have the opportunity, especially if they were Christians, to look at them again one of these days and say, I love you. Amen? All right. My wife warned me. She said, you better not be preaching about dads today. You didn't know Mother's Day. And I didn't heed her, but I heeded the Lord, and I'm not preaching on fathers today. I'm preaching on something else. I want to preach on another wall has come down, is what I want to preach on this morning. If you would, turn to Ephesians, the second chapter, the 14th verse. Ephesians, the second chapter, the 14th verse. I remember on June the 12th, 1987, and I do remember this. I remember it vividly. Our president at the time, Ronald Reagan, stood in front of the Berlin Wall, and he said these words, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Do you guys remember him saying that? The ones of you who can remember it? I remember him saying it. 5 months later, the wall did come down, by the way. In November of that same year, it did come down. Well, the scripture I'm going to read to you today, Paul had wrote this to the Ephesians some 2,000 years earlier. And it says in Ephesians, the second chapter, the 14th verse, and it says this, For he is our peace, who hath both won and hath broken down the middle wall partition between us. Did you get that? It said this, he said, and I'm going to read it again, For he is our peace, who hath both won and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Folks, let us pray. Father, as I come, Lord, this morning, I come, Lord, with thanksgiving this morning, Lord. I come with a humble heart, Lord, this morning. I come with a heart, Lord, that, Father, I pray, Lord, that you would open up the words, Lord, this morning, and let the words go out to people here this morning in a way that you would have it to. I pray that every week, Lord, and I sincerely mean it, Lord. Father, I am the pastor here this morning, and I want to preach to them, Lord. I want to preach to their hearts, Lord. And I pray, Father, that you're the one. You are the one that can make that possible, Lord, through the anointing, Lord, this morning. And I ask that in Jesus' name and amen. Folks, President Ronald Reagan has long passed. He has. And that moment has long passed. But I'm here to tell you what. It cannot compare. That moment cannot compare to what Jesus Christ has done for you and me. What Jesus has done is broke down the walls that have been up there for years. You know, Ryan had mentioned this morning about the gate, about the court of the Gentiles. Do you know the court of the Gentiles was right up against the court of the women? This is how it was broken down back then. The Gentiles could only go so far. The women could only go so far. It goes on to the next could go so far. And finally, only to the holies of the holies could the priest go. But do you know on the wall where the Gentiles were at, the outer court, it said, do not go beyond this. If you do, you go at your own risk. It could mean your life. And it was written all over the wall where the Gentiles was at. I thank God this morning that whenever Jesus Christ did the work that He did, Praise God, the walls were broken down that you and me could go there, and we could go there boldly. We could go there and say, God, you know what? I'm coming on my own this morning. And I want to praise you for the opportunity that you let your son break down that wall where we could go and be with him and pray. And guess what? That we could have salvation for ourselves. You don't have to come to me and shake my hand and ask me if you're saved. You don't have to come up here this morning and talk to Greg or talk to anybody else. You know, I know what their talking points are and what they're trying to do, but praise God, you know something? You can go to the throne of grace boldly. You can do that. If He's dealing with you, you can come to this altar this morning and you can get to know the Savior that I know this morning. You can do that. Why? Because He has made a way. He broke it down. He broke down the wall that was separation. There's no more of this stuff like that anymore. We hear so much lately about building a wall to do this and building a wall to do that, but praise God, Jesus Christ is in the business of tearing down walls. He is in the business of tearing down walls. You know what one thing walls have in common? Do you know what walls have in common, no matter where they're at? They cause separation. Am I right? If you have a wall in your house that goes into your bathroom with a door, it causes separation from the rest of your house, right? It's what it does. Sometimes that separation is good and useful, and some other times that separation is a bad thing. You know that? There are walls of social status. There are walls that divide the affluent from the poor. There are walls that are put up that some are afraid to let down because they're afraid to show their emotions and show that they love people. There are walls that have been built up over time in people's lives that have done that. And you know what? Just like with any wall, sometimes that wall was done one brick at a time. There are people who are afraid to show emotions in their life, afraid to show love in their life, because over time, one brick has been put up in front of them after another, and you know what? Before it's long, it gets so high that they can't look over, they can't see through it. I'm here to tell you that Jesus can break down those walls. He can break down those walls. There are walls put up that people are afraid to. They're afraid that it'll make them look weak. I'm here this morning to tell you, you know what? Yes, I show emotion once in a while. You know what? But if you think that makes me look weak, you go right ahead and think it. There was a time in my life I could have cared less about you or anybody else. I am thankful that God has given me the emotion and given me the chance to show you just exactly what it's like. Yeah, well, you're a man. Big deal. Big deal. Don't you not think that men should not be able to show emotions? Listen to me. When I got saved, believe you me, when the Holy Spirit of God came into my life, the emotions flooded out of me. And to this day, they still do. There's nothing wrong with it. There are walls that are between husbands and wives because of lack of communication. I know that. You know that. I've heard it. I've dealt with enough people down through my ministry to know that, you know what? Sometimes these walls are built up because of a lack of communication between a husband and a wife. These walls are built up. There are walls built up between parents and their children that are just the same way. Walls that have been built up for years. They can have a lasting impact on years down the road on people. I have seen that time after time. We cannot get closer to God and have these walls there. Do you believe that this morning? I'm here to tell you this morning, and I'm just and like I said, Lord, I am their minister, and Lord, I pray, Father, you'd give it to me the way that you'd have it to, and I pray that, and I believe it this morning. Listen to me. You cannot get closer to God if you continue to have those walls that are built up in your life. You cannot do it. There's no way. You wonder why sometimes you don't feel like you should feel. You wonder sometimes why that, you know what, you don't feel the Spirit of God dealing in your life the way maybe you didn't used to. I'm here to tell you this morning, look and make sure that you have not been building a wall in your life that has got you to the point to where you cannot feel. It says, therefore, He is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. If you want to have a better marriage, I know that. If you want to have a better marriage, you get a hold of Jesus Christ. Both of you get a hold of Him. If you want to have a better relationship with your children, and your children want to have a better relationship with you, get with Jesus Christ. Start tearing down the walls that maybe so many people have put up there. Get them down out of the way, because you know what? Just like old Reagan said back then, we need to say, Jesus, Jesus, help me tear down this wall right now. Help us do it. He can help you tear down that wall that are needed in your life. He can do that. All the walls that you've built up over the years, all these walls, He can help you remove them. You know what? He can do it all at once, Sean. Or guess what? He can do it one brick at a time, just like you put it up. But praise God, I believe this morning, He is the one that can help you do that. He is the one that can help you do it. He's done that for me in my life. He's the great demo, the great construction worker of the soul. Do you know that? That's what Jesus Christ is. He is that. He can remove those walls. He can tear them down. There may be walls that maybe you need put up in your life. And Jesus can help you with that also. But I'm telling you, there are walls that need to. He's still alive today. He's still doing that today in people's lives. He's still causing all the pain and the heartache to go away. He's doing that. The walls that are causing needless fear, He can break them down and tear them down, like I told you, either one brick at a time, or He can do it all at once. I know that He can do that. We cannot get closer to God and remain distant from our brothers and sisters in Christ. You believe that this morning? You know, the Bible tells us not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, for as a manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. If you have a wall up that keeps you from worshiping with God's people, I don't understand this, but I do know this for a fact. There are people that can come to church for a while, and maybe they come here and there. I can't do that. I don't know about you. I cannot do that. I've got to be in God's house. I've got to be in His house consistently and be in His house on a consistent basis. I cannot come and then skip 2 or 3 months. I cannot do that and then come back and you know what? Pray God, I'm glad they come back, but still, you know what? They're building a wall every time that they do this. They're building walls. If you have a wall that keeps you from worshiping with God's people, keeps you from fellowshipping with God's people, keeps you from sharing your burden with God's people, keeps you from praying, keeps you from reading His Word, keeping you from experiencing the joy that we do when we walk with Jesus Christ. When Ryan was teaching here this morning, I love to listen to the teaching in the morning sometimes, especially whenever I've got my sermon already ready and stuff, and how that it coincides with that. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Guess what, brothers? You know what? Whenever I got saved, I received salvation from the Lord. I had joy in my life. And you know what? There were times, yes, I walk through dry places. But praise God, I don't walk through them forever. You know what? I wouldn't give you 2 cents for something that I could not feel in my life. No wonder people back out and go the other way. But you know what? They don't feel the joy of God in their life no more. I feel that they've allowed the walls to be built up so tall. And you know what? They've allowed them to come up that they cannot feel the joy that Jesus Christ is there to give them and the Holy Spirit is there to give them. I'm here to tell you this morning, you cannot get closer to God that way. You cannot do it. With that wall up, you're not going to be able to do it. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so ye fulfill the law of Christ. Listen to me. He loved us enough. He loved us so much that you know what? He was willingly He went to that cross. And guess what? So many times we want to put up walls and put up walls in front of us and everything He's done. But you know what, pray God, if you or your spouse want to be, you know, to want to be away from the, I don't want on a regular, let me ask you this. And this is something the Lord asked me to put down here. If you and your spouse just wanted to be away from each other all the time, how much long do you think you would last as a marriage? You wouldn't, right? Eventually you would not, you'd be just so far, there'd be no communication, you'd drift apart, and before long, you would not be together. The same is true whenever we serve our Lord. Amen? Amen. Hey, listen to me. How long do you think you could go and keep going away from going to church and getting away from God and getting away from the Lord and getting away from reading His Word? Before long, you know what? You would just rip from Him and go away from Him. Would you not? Yes, you would. Because you would not want anything. You'd have that wall. You'd just keep putting a brick here and a brick there and keep building it up until eventually you could not feel what He has for you. And I guarantee you, if it goes on for a while, you will, you know what? You will not be together. How do you know? You know what? By spending time with them. How do you get to know that you want to be with somebody? How do you get to know someone? I'll tell you what, whenever I was dating my wife, I wanted to be with her as much as possible so we could get to know one another. How about you? So we could get to know one another. Listen to me. That's how you get to know someone. Listen, there's a sign up, I believe it's up on Broadway Avenue, and it talks about get into God's Word and get to know the author. Who's the author? They didn't have 40 men to put it together back then. No, it was God Himself. I believe it was God Himself through the Holy Spirit that give these men the Word to write down and praise God. That is the author that we need to know. That's the author we need to get to know. Too many people are throwing up brick at a time. They say they're tired. They're too busy. I don't like crowds. Then you know what? I don't like some of the people at church. They throw up brick. Why brick at a time? Don't get to nothing out of church is what I've heard a lot. I've heard that so many times to where, I'm just about, you know, when I hear that, I get to thinking to myself, you don't get nothing out of church. Guess what? You know what? You know what? You know, church isn't getting nothing out of you either. Amen? Amen. Praise God this morning. We need to tear down it. If you're saying yourself, I cannot get closer to God for some reason, make sure you don't have a wall up that's making you distract you from what God is wanting you to do. Cry out to Jesus. Tear down the walls that you have put up there yourselves. Tear them down. Take them down. For some of you who call, listen, it's got to be done, like I said, either wall at once or it's got to be done one brick at a time. But Jesus Christ can help you do it. There are walls of resentment and unforgiveness in people's lives. There is. Those walls, these types of walls stick with people all their life pretty much. There are. You know what? That's what makes some Christians cannot enjoy their walk with Christ. Listen to me. You carry resentment. You carry stuff like that in your life and you will carry it all your life. And you know what? You will not have the joy that God wants in your life. You will not. But praise God, through Jesus Christ, we can get rid of the resentment. We can get rid of the hate. We can get rid of it. But that's only through Him. I'm going to tell you, if you try to do that on your own, it will not happen. Do you understand that? You'll carry it. You'll carry it all your life. Ephesians 4:32, be kind one to another and tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. What if God held everything against you that we've done? I hate to even think about if He'd held everything against me that I've done and wouldn't forgive me. Well, you know what, Dave? You know what? My son died, but he only died for part of your sins. He didn't die for all of it. Oh, man, what a mess we'd be in. It says He died for all of our sins. Amen. He tore the brick. He tore that wall down. And I thank Him for that here. Preacher, you don't understand. You don't know what they did. Listen to me. I'm here to give you the Word of God this morning. Here to give it to you. And that's what we need to do. We need to get it. We need to let God have it. That's the hardest thing for us to do. If you want to be closer and walk your and have joy in your life, you need to tear that wall down and get it out of there. Listen to me. Tear down the wall of resentment and forgiveness and let Jesus help you do it. And the last thing I want to talk to you about this morning, I believe God wants me to get across to you. You cannot tear down these walls by yourself. I just said it there a minute ago. People try to scale these walls by themselves on their own merit and their own goodness. But God says that self-effort is futile. It's what He says. You can try all you want, but you know what? In the back of your mind, that stuff is there. You know what? And you carry that resentment. We vainly attempt to close ourselves with holiness, and we end up with what? All our righteousness is what is as filthy rags. That's what God tells us. Everything that we try to do is as filthy rags. Amen? Still, others try to convince themselves that there are no walls. There are those people who will sit and they'll argue with God and argue with themselves and say, oh, I'm okay, I'm all right. You know what I'm talking about. It's called the all, I'm all right syndrome. Have you ever heard it? I've heard it many times. Missing you at church, and the response is, oh, I'm all right. Haven't heard you testify lately, you know what? The response, oh, I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm all right. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Listen to me. Listen. Don't get into that syndrome where you say, I'm all right when things are all right. Listen to me. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with God. Repentance starts with us being honest. Especially right here. Amen? Repentance starts with us being honest with Dave Long and you being honest with yourself. That's where repentance starts. And if we are honest with ourselves and you say, you know what, I'm not all right. God, you know what, I haven't felt you for a while. God, the wall's up there. God, help me get it out of the way. That's when it starts. That's when it starts. Unless we let Christ help us begin the process of tearing down the wall. Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, seeing all we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. You agree with me this morning? There's a lot at stake. Will you agree with me this morning? Us as Christians, we have a lot at stake. Amen? We do. There's people out there in our families. How many here have lost in your families? Oh, yeah. Look at that. Hands up everywhere. We all have lost. We are maybe the only Bibles that those people will see. Living examples right here. And praise God, we have to run this race with patience that is set before us. And we can't let the walls that sometimes affects us. You know what? Maybe your wall is only this high right now. Get it tore down before it gets up here. Am I right? Get it tore down before it gets up here to where it's out of control. Praise God this morning. I'll tell you what. Let's tear down another wall. If you have a need here as they come and get a song this morning, don't try to do it on your own. Don't try to do it on your own. Jesus Christ is more than willing and waiting right here to help you tear down these walls. He's more than willing. He's more than able. And I'll tell you what, He can help us tear down these walls. Come this morning if you have a need.